Dora's of the Dark.
They say she was once simply Dizzy Dora, a normal nobody housewife. And then, one night, as the moon was rising above the tops of the trees, she heard something strange coming from the cemetery down the street.
What the hell is that?
As the moon rose higher and higher, so did the singing.
Damn it! How am I ever going to get some sleep?
Finally, Dizzy Dora put on her bathrobe and her slippers and shuffled down to that cemetery.
I cannot believe this crap.
Now, Dora did not have an appreciation for the finer things in life. But even worse, she hadn't noticed. It was the night of the full moon.
Now, who is that and what the hell is that on her head? Is that a helmet with horns? What is she, some kind of Viking dyke?
What Dizzy Dora didn't and couldn't know, she was about to insult a psychopathic soprano who was not only stark raving mad, but even worse, she was a weird diva.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Shut up.
The mad soprano stopped. Her eyes narrowed. She bared her teeth. She growled. She drooled. She spit. And then she...
Hey, I said shut up.
Once more, the mad soprano stopped. She bared her teeth, she growled, she drooled, she spit, and then she bit Dizzy Dora.
Ow! Damn it! Ow!
You may have heard it differently, that it was during a performance of Aida under the Stars when Dizzy Dora got bit by the mad soprano. But that isn't so. I should know, for it was I who was that mad diva. And now... who am I? I'm just a normal nobody housewife. Except on nights of the full moon, when I put on my bathrobe and slippers and shuffle down to that cemetery to join the divas of the dark. I'm just an opera diva.
Diva!
Pounding 42nd Street. All it makes me want to do is eat.
Manja, manja, manja.
And be in a
show.
And remember, whatever you do, never say these words to a were diva.
Hey, you! Shut up! Ow! 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 Ooh!
Ha ha ha!